Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The roof is Dussault and K-Rock. It is Kevin Kenny inside the K-Rock trailer here at Coachella with two gentlemen that... Can we actually start... I wish we had more people here. I was going to sing you happy birthday because I wanted to start maybe with a celebration of the past. 10 years since Atlas, the debut album.
Yes.
So does that just make you feel old? Does it make you feel nostalgic? How's that feel?
Combination of all the above. Yeah, it was really cool finding old photos of us on tour. And then we did the Atlas tour around Australia in 2013 and digging up old photos and remembering, you know, how different it was back then to now. And those were definitely the good days.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, great days. I feel... It is interesting. Old, maybe more mature. I feel mature.
Right. Well, that's said. A good response. Well, now, you guys are, you haven't begun the Vegas residency yet, right?
We've done one of the shows, but we've played there a bunch as well over the last few years, so it feels like home being back there again.
Definitely. Now, you know, because for the K-Rock listener or the K-Rock viewer right now, we love going to Vegas, and you guys are doing this with The Win, which is really cool, and also Framework, who's done really cool things in Los Angeles. They did a Hollywood Boulevard takeover, I believe, with Fisher a couple years back.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Very cool. Wild.
So what can you expect from the residency, as opposed to maybe a traditional Rufus Du Sol show?
Well, one thing that we love about doing DJing is it's a different expression from the live show, which we spend a lot of time investing most of our, you know, resources and energy into the fact that we're a band primarily. But we love DJing. It informs our music. We listen to a lot of dance music, especially me and John. And the residency is just a really good way for us to showcase the music we love listening to. We have a label called Rose Avenue Records. So a lot of that stuff is dance floor leaning. So we get to play that stuff. And also The Win is they do invest into like more tasteful house and techno compared to some other places in Vegas. So yeah. It is a really good platform for this kind of music we listen to and love. You know?
Definitely. Now, I got a little concerned when I heard this this next story is that Rufus Du Sol was DJing weddings recently. You know, because typically in the States, you know, when people go to become a wedding band, it's not a great indication of where they're at. But this was for a manager. This was your manager's wedding.
Yeah. We generally don't DJ weddings unless it's your manager. And this worked out pretty well. He's my best friend for the last 20 years. And so it's been beautiful to watch his relationship grow. And all three of us were keen to be there. And then me and James just jumped on the decks for one of the nights. It was fun.
That's amazing. You guys are doing a four-hour set today. And I host a four-hour radio show on K-Rock weekdays. And I'm pretty much lose the entire audience within 15 minutes. They get bored and they tune out. Mm-hmm. How are you guys going to keep people's attention for 4 hours today? Do you have a game plan, or what is the approach?
Yeah, we have a lot of fun, finding linchpins in the set where around that we have other tunes that we love. We make a lot of edits that they're not anywhere online. We use Tyrone's vocal on tracks we love. We make custom little mashups. And, basically we curate the set so that, there's constant, recognition of Rufus things. Other songs we love.
Yeah, I like that we got the freedom too with DJing. Obviously, when we do the live show, we're pretty locked into our set list. But with the DJing, we can sort of see if we're losing the audience a little bit, or if we need to jolt in energy or whatever it may be. So we've got, a lot of music that we can sort of lean in any way and in any direction.
Definitely. I mean, is it a matter of 10% planning and 90% just feeding off the crowd? I mean, you can't possibly plan a 4-hour set, right?
Yeah, no, I think that's what the Vegas sets have been good for. We've been writing in the studio like recently for the last 2 years. And so the DJing has been like a nice sort of way for us to keep connecting to dance music and just building this big library. So we've got, you know, a bunch of tunes that we're able to dig into. And we sort of pull them into like, you know, this is this type of like burnering sort of more melodic piano-y vibe. And this is, you know, a bit more upbeat and chugging. So we just can dig into different folders, I guess.
Yeah, it definitely helps to be organized. We're very organized with like a vibe. So there'll be, yeah, folders and playlists of a vibe. And we add to that constantly. So when we're up there and it's like the crowd's dying a bit, we're like, let's dig into the harder sort of banging tunes.
Yeah.
And then if it feels like the sunrise is coming out, we have like a million sunrise tunes that are sick, emotive, perfect for the moment.
It is going to be quite the set today. Mm-hmm. And I got to ask you this for, you know, the aspiring American musicians that, you know, follow K-Rock and watch our videos that want to have the success of you guys. I have to ask you, what the hell is in the water down there in Australia? Because there's just something, it's like every year there's somebody from Australia that we just become obsessed with. I mean, going back to Silverchair 30 years ago, you know what I mean? We have Royal Otis now on the playlist who's doing, you know, a great job.
Oh, they're amazing.
They're fantastic, right? They just came by and performed. And but what is it about down there? It's like there's just something about it.
Yeah, I guess like maybe it's that it's easy to move around between the cities and play a lot of shows. And I feel like there's a lot of camaraderie between artists down there and you're constantly sharing music. So before we even got the opportunity to play to an international audience, we'd really cut our teeth down there and spent a lot of time perfecting what we're into. So that could be a factor.
Yeah, like by the time artists get to the US from Australia, they're already well established to some degree. They've performed enough. Yeah. Also, I think it being more disconnected from the rest of the world, it creates some like insular bubble effect where artists there are like, you know, connected with each other, but it's got its own little like, I don't know. You're in a little like echo chamber or something.
Definitely.
So when artists come out of there and there's some interesting combination of sounds and I'm not sure.
And do you find that there's a camaraderie? I mean, you just said you were a fan of Royal Otis. Do you root for guys like that?
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, I think that's one of the beauties of it. We've got lots of friends from Australia who are artists, and we have our label as well, so we're constantly looking for artists down there too. We were just there over Christmas, and we had like a bunch of shows there and saw a lot of good acts, so it's nice to connect with the Australian side.
Very cool. Well, Rufus Soul, good luck tonight. And if you're watching this right now in the LA area, they're going to be in Vegas quite a bit in the near months, so check them out there as well.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.